Good morning. Thank you for inviting me here this morning. It's lovely to be here. I've been project manager at the Farnham Food Bank now since the beginning of January, so I'm learning the ropes. I don't know how much you know about the food bank, but as a church, I know that you support us, and we're very grateful for that. Many people find it quite shocking that in a prosperous country like ours, and in an affluent area like Surrey, that we have need of food banks, but we do have need. There are people at a moment in time that cannot afford food for themselves or their families, and that is quite shocking. There are many reasons why people come to the food bank. It can be redundancies, it can be a change in their benefits or delays in their benefits. Very often, it's people on low income combined with an unexpected repair bill, say for a boiler, which means that they have no money left for food. And that's how people are driven to the food bank. People have to choose sometimes between eating and heating. Some parents go without food in order that their children can eat. It's very hard for some of us to imagine what that's like. Food banks like ours exist for the moment in time when families or individuals have a crisis and cannot feed themselves. That they're for those people that are in need at that moment in time. We just had this verse read out to us. Most of the UK's food banks are seeded by the Trussell Trust, which is a charity based on Christian principles drawn from this verse that you see above me. The Trussell Trust was founded in 1997 by Carol and Paddy Henderson. It was a charity, first of all, supporting children in Bulgaria, until in the year 2000, Paddy got a call from a mother in Salisbury saying, "My children are going to bed starving. What are you going to do about it?" Paddy did something about it. He set up the Salisbury Food Bank from his garden shed, and from there the UK's food bank story began. Today, there are over 1,200 Trussell Trust food bank outlets. Last year, we gave out 1.6 million food bank emergency packages, 20% more than last year and 73% more than 5 years ago. That just speaks for the scale of need for food banks in our country. Our Farnham Food Bank started in 2010 and is supported by the Farnham Christian Community Trust. It was first housed at a couple of garages that were belonging to St. Joan of Arc's Church, the Roman Catholic Church in Farnham. We now have the warehouse up in Upper Hale where we store the food, and we also have our offices there, which is where I work. We have two outlets. We have Church House, which is at the Vineyard Centre opposite Gostrey Meadow. That's open on a Monday and on a Friday morning. And we have another outlet at St. Mark's in Upper Hale, and that's on a Wednesday morning, all run by volunteers. And that's when we had the food bank clients pop in and pick up their food supplies. Last year in Farnham, we gave out 1,300 food packages for people. Over 500 of them were children. And we had 17,000 kilos of food donated by you all in Farnham. And we're very grateful again for that. So how does the food bank work? First of all, we have non-perishable food items that are donated to us. As for example, you as a church have your collection point at the back, and cans of food and non-perishable items are donated, and Deborah brings over your donations on a Monday every other week, I believe, which is great. Other people donate through supermarkets. There are collection points at supermarkets, at churches, and in schools, and we get an influx of donations around harvest time and Christmas. So we are well stocked up. We also take hygiene products and toiletries, which our clients appreciate having. Once the donations are collected from the various collection points, it's taken up to us in the warehouse, where Mel, our warehouse manager, and her volunteers, they will sort the food out, date it, weigh it, and it goes on the shelves ready to go to the distribution centres to stock up their cupboards, and also ready to make any emergency parcels up for people that are in urgent need and can't get to the food bank. We do have occasional walk-ins at our food banks, but the food banks aren't designed for people to walk in and help themselves to free food. People usually come referred to us through care agencies or professionals. So from they come through citizens' advice, or they come through age concern, or schools, or GPs, and they are given a voucher which entitles them to 3 days worth of emergency food that's non-perishable, so it lasts, and also that's nutritionally balanced for them. And we register them in order to track their situation, follow up if necessary, and monitor their use. Very often people come and are referred to our food bank about 3 times before they're back on their feet again. Sometimes they never come again, and sometimes they need support a few more times. But we are there for them. When people come to the food bank, they are greeted by a volunteer. They're given a hot drink, a tea, coffee. They're given a biscuit or two. And if they come to Church House on a Friday, and one of our wonderful volunteers makes homemade cakes and cheese scones. So they're well looked after. The volunteer that's greeted them takes them to a table and they sit and chat. This is invaluable time. This is a time where the client can talk about their situation and the volunteer can signpost them to a relevant charity or organisation that can help them with a specific problem. And while they're chatting, the bags are being made up for them. They're being made up with pasta, rice, tinned stews, tinned vegetables and fruit, sponge puddings, long life milk, and the list goes on. And they always have baked beans. We have a baked bean tower that reaches to the ceiling at the warehouse. And if it's appropriate, the volunteer will offer our food bank client prayer if they would like it. We're aware that there are people in situations that need emergency food there and then. And so therefore, they're not able to get themselves to an agency for a voucher. And I've had 3 such instances where, since I've been with the food bank, where I have had an emergency call or a text asking for food. One such occasion happened on a Saturday. I got a text from a mother saying, "Can you help? I need food." And so I called her back. She was a single mum on low income, and she'd had to buy 2 new car tyres the week before and had no money left to pay for food. But once payday came, she'd be all right again, which is a week away. So she's running out of food. She'd been relying on her friends, and she can no longer expect them to help her. And one of them suggested she went to the food bank. And she was very appreciative that we were there. She'd been surviving on porridge for the last few days and was beginning to panic. So by Sunday, we managed to get her emergency food package to her, and later on in the day, I got a text saying how grateful she was. It's surprising that we not only have people on low income and struggling financially to the food banks, but we do have a moment I can tell you about when an unexpected food bank client turned up. And it was a little bit out of the ordinary. The volunteer was telling me that this rather expensive car drew up outside Church House, and this rather well-dressed lady, elegant lady, walked out and came straight into the food bank. And the volunteers were wondering who she was. Her husband had just walked out on her, leaving her with a car and no money, no means to fill up the car once she'd run out of petrol, and no means to get food. We were there for her, and she was given bags of food to last her 3 days to get her through this awkward situation that she found herself on. The food bank is not all about giving food out. We also give out food hampers, Christmas hampers, over Christmas, and the children get an opportunity to come to the Santa's Grotto where they're given a gift. We also run the Eat Well, Spend Less program, which is a 6-week cookery course, giving people basic cookery skills. And we discuss topics like food and hygiene, nutrition and budgeting. We've been running it for adults, but recently we're at a local school with young students who are caring for their families. And we've been running a course there several times in the last couple of terms, and it's been very popular. And that's how I got involved with the food bank. I was volunteering for the Eat Well, Spend Less program. There are many ways of helping the food bank. We really appreciate your support with food donations. We appreciate financial donations because they help us covering the cost of running the food bank. There are various ways to help us, and we regularly post on our website the food items that are needed and also the food items that we don't need at that moment. We do run entirely on the generosity of the public, so we're very reliant on you. And I'm going to finish up. just saying thank you for having me today. You'll see our website address and our email address, and you'll also find us on our Facebook. If you have any questions, do ask me during coffee time. Thank you.